This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
The Illinois Department of Corrections halted in-person visits last March because of the COVID pandemic, but a year later, there's still no plan to allow families to reconnect. WBEZ's Patrick Smith reports.
Von Jones has been locked up in an Illinois prison for more than two decades with no chance of parole. Still, Kim Henry says he is the love of her life.
He is the father of my child, grandfather of my three grandchildren. He's a major part of the family, even though he's not there. He encourages us. He consoles us. He supports us. He loves us.
Before the pandemic, Henry would make the 45-minute drive from Carbondale to Menard Prison to see Jones every weekend.
Sit at the tables, and talk. We can hold hands, which is something we do often.
But then on March 14th, 2020, the Illinois Department of Corrections halted in-person visitations to try and prevent the spread of COVID-19.
I lost a major support.
And for the inmates, COVID precautions have meant stricter rules around movement. There have been lockdowns and quarantines because of positive tests. Volunteer-led programming has been halted.
This year has been really rough on him. He would have to be losing some of his humanity because you've got no visits, no human contact, no sense that anyone loves you.
Jennifer Volenkatz heads the independent prison watchdog, the John Howard Association. She says there were understandable reasons why the state halted in-person visits in the first place.
Look, when it comes to issues of contagion, the reality is that, prisons present enormously dangerous environments.
But she says the state has not done enough to support other ways for people inside to connect with the outside world.
The substitutes for in-person visits are just not nearly good enough. And they wouldn't be even if functioning properly, but they're not. So, for instance, video visits have been plagued with tech issues. And access to phones has been really limited due to limitations on movement related to trying to contain COVID.
Governor Pritzker set out guidelines for nail salons, hair salons, bars, restaurants. So why hasn't he set out guidelines for prisons? They're under his control. It really is upsetting to me.
Julie Anderson's son, Eric, is incarcerated. She says the state could set up outdoor visiting areas with rules around capacity and masking.
A lot of the prisons, when you're in the visiting room, you can look outside and there's an enclosed patio area that has a brick fence around it with tables there that they used to have outside visits, but they stopped them. It's attached to the visiting room. It's very easily for those facilities to have outside visiting. Very easy.
So why do you think IDOC hasn't done that?
Because they don't have to. They don't care.
Last week, Governor J.B. Pritzker unveiled a plan for the next steps in the state's reopening. It didn't mention the state's prisons. A spokesperson for Pritzker's Corrections Department says they're hopeful indoor and outdoor visits will be available by the summer, but she didn't answer what criteria need to be met for that to happen and wouldn't give a specific target date. For Kim Henry, she misses seeing the love of her life.
I need a hug. after a year, I need some type of hug. I need to be able to hold his hand.
Henry says with the pandemic, it feels like prisons and the people inside of them are even more invisible than usual. Patrick Smith, WBEZ News.